This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Sunday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors, Belleville Meat Market, Bronze Roofing, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather, a little nicer out there this morning. A little breezy, but cooler temps. Today it looks like, it's 80 degrees on the island right now. Sunshine and clouds mixed with a high of only 83, they're saying. So northeast winds will be 10 to 20. And then for tonight, some clouds this evening, they'll give way to mainly clear skies overnight with a low of near 75. Northeast winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 82. East-northeast winds 15 to 25. So this little front line here is kind of changing things up. But anyway, all right, looking at tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. There's four of them. We have a high coming up at 5:34 a.m. It's a 1.5. Then a low at 10:18 a.m., a 1.1, a high at 3:53 p.m., a 1.6, and a low at 10:49 p.m., an 0.4. 7 a.m. is sunrise, 7:34 p.m. sunset, moon phase 98%. That's pretty much full, almost. And looking at current conditions around here, let's see, offshore. That's still messed up. Seas are 1.6 feet with a period of 3 seconds with 87 degree water. That's all I'm getting off that buoy this morning. Eagle Point, it is 80 degrees with 87.4 degree water. East northeast winds 14 to 16. And up at Morgan's Point, the top end of the complex, it's 77 degrees with 86 degree water with a north wind at 8 to 9 miles per hour. So that's where we stand on weather. Little change here, and hopefully this is the beginning of a early fall. Hopefully. Anyway. All right, well, let's run to Port O'Connor real quick, and let's check in with Captain Kim Golden and see what she's up to this morning. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
We're all up early on a Sunday morning.
We are. We are. Watching the weather again.
Yes.
We sure are.
Dictates everybody's lives, man. Weather.
I'm telling you.
Live and die by it.
This last week, once again, eyes to the sky constantly. So, yeah, it's definitely playing a factor. I heard you mention possibility of an early fall. Could it be?
I'm hoping.
I am, too. This little change in the weather is... it's definitely brought us some noticeable changes. I'm not sure I can come on here and tell you that I feel like it's made the fishing lights out, but definitely noticed some changes. So it may be contributing to that, or maybe that's coming down the pike for us.
Yeah, September can be a iffy month anyway. You know,
it's a weird month.
I've seen some good ones and I've seen some bad ones. It just depends on where these fish decide to establish for fall and winter.
That's exactly right.
How they gang up.
That is exactly right. We've had some good days this week, but we've also had some tough days.
Right.
So I've had them real mixed in. It's just not been, actually one day really hasn't looked like the one before at all, despite similar conditions.
What have you mostly been targeting this week? What have you been fishing for?
This last week, it's all been about trout and reds, waiting okay. with lures for them. And like I said, we've had some really good days. We've had some really tough days. We had 1 day of drifting, excuse me, 2 days of drifting with lures from the boat. The other days we waited with them. And we're still battling no wind, little to no water movement. And when we are getting wind, it seems to be a different direction every time it pops up a little bit. So things that have not to put out excuses, just things that have made it a challenge to get sure. something going and keep it going, you know. So that's kind of been what we've seen. Really, we've been really focusing on whether it be visual or underwater points, or just something to kind of help just move that water around the end. Just even a little bit has made a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, current helps.
Helps, definitely helps. Sometimes you just gotta find some. So find little areas that'll move that water without much other influence. And just downsizing our lure and keeping it low to the bottom and slow has helped during those times quite a bit.
Has your water been real clean, or is it stirred up a little bit, or what?
It has been absolutely beautiful. As a matter of fact, I cannot even count the number of times I've heard on my boat, even the last couple of weeks. This water is just beautiful. And people come from other bay systems and they'll say, oh, it's not like this where we are in Texas. And I'll say, it's not like this normally here either. But it has been beautiful to look at. I don't right. like to be able to count the grains of sand on the bottom, but pretty to look at.
Yeah, it looks good, but it's not always good.
It's, no, not as good for fishing.
No, it scatters the fish out pretty good. They don't group up too good when it gets real air clear like that. And it makes it difficult on us. I mean, what do you throw? You know, you try everything. You downsize like you've been doing, smaller baits in that clean water like that.
Just trying to get something to trick them, for sure. For sure. I know before this last week, I'd really noticed a pretty solid uptick in a better size of fish. This last week, I would say just more nice, solid slot fish, nothing real over the top or whatever. This last week, I always love to see an uptick in better quality fish. And I know they're still around. It's just a strange week. I imagine we'll start to see them again here pretty quick.
Yeah. As we get later in the year, you know, the quality of fish will definitely step up.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
How deep of water are you fishing? You concentrating on shallow, deep, what?
You know, this cloudiness and this storminess has done one good thing and lower our water temps a little bit. And I have found the days we've had a bite, those fish staying up shallower a little longer. So I haven't been in anything over thigh deep really in a while this time of year. Sometimes, you know, you go out as deep as you can stand it and then cast out a little bit further. But that's not really been a part of kind of what we've had to do or been doing. So that's been nice. It's always nice to have them up there a little shallower. I know our water level continued to rise over this last week. And I know sometimes that'll spread some things out for us as well.
Yeah. Well, that's always good. You throwing a lot of soft plastics, topwaters, or what?
We're still kind of topwaters and tails are the main things. It hasn't been, you might have a little topwater bite. You've either got one or you don't. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of in between. They're either going to go for it or they're not. And those days they have has sure been fun. That's hard to beat. When you've got a really good topwater bite, but the days they either didn't want to play with the topwater or they stopped, and we just change over to the tail and keep right on going.
Well, We got the fall equinox to look forward to, you know, with some
we do.
Bull tides and all that. And I always enjoy wade fishing in that time, you know, getting, you know, fishing areas that are normally, you know, you don't fish in them because it's too shallow. And those fish like that a lot. They'll move up in there tight. We've seen that in the past, and it looks like we may this year. Fish numbers are up, man.
I agree 100%. We have some areas that I'd love to fish here in the fall and early winter, and they really play well off those bull tides in the fall and the water level coming up and low wind shifting around out of the north, and I'm looking forward to that as well. We have a really good fall and winter fishery here, so I'm looking forward to getting into some of that.
Well, that's awesome. Gives us something to look forward to. Hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just hope these fronts is not a sign of it's going to be super cold. I don't think I'm ready for that, but I'm not sure what it's trying to tell.
None of us really like, you know, that bitter cold trying to fish in that. But boy, in between fronts, a little warming trends after a good cold front. I love fishing in those conditions.
You can't beat that. That's just about as good as it gets. I would agree.
Now you'll
I like that.
You'll fish out Port O'Connor through what, around December or so, and then you move down the coast to Mansfield, or how does that work for you?
Yes, sir. That's about right. That's about that's the schedule that's on the board right now. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that too.
Well, I'm
getting
to
target some bigger ones.
Yeah, that's the thrill.
Every year I've said that.
Go ahead.
Every year I've said I think I don't know how it's going to get any better, and it does down south for the winter. So I haven't said that this year because I truly don't know how it's going to get any better than last year, but. But I know it can, and this would be a good year for it. So we'll see. We'll see what it brings. They're still just fish.
Yeah, we're only going on our fourth year since the freeze in 2021.
I know. And,
I mean, a complete life cycle of a trout, we're about halfway there. So
Isn't it telling.
We may see some really monster fish this winter and spring, you know, especially, you know, down south.
And other areas as well. I think this is happening. This is just going to play out more areas than just there. But you're right. There's just no telling. There really isn't. And that possibility is sure a fun one to entertain.
Well, they're still burning the tarpon up in your area, too. The schools are still good down there, I hear.
They're strong. They're still here. That hasn't been what my anglers have wanted to chase, so we haven't. But
right.
They are still here, and people are enjoying them, and it's just fantastic. Yes, they are. So they're hanging around a little bit longer.
That's good.
If we're lucky, maybe we'll get to have them through the rest of this month.
Well, we get that weather window. You know, we start pulling these little early fronts like this, and that man up here, that northeast wind, it deters things, but, you know, a lot of guys I know that still run them up on this end of the coast. They look forward to that last week to first week of October. That's when some big fish really show up. I mean, monster tarpon.
This is the word right here. Just if the cards all fall right and the weather falls right, there could be a really great opportunity then. So it's very exciting to think about that and see how that might play out.
Mm-hmm.
I sure hope so. What an incredible year it's been so far in that regard.
Well, there's always something to do fishing-wise on the Texas coast, saltwater-wise. There's always something to fish for.
I love it. I love seeing so many posts and people saying, this was my first, or, you know, either mm-hmm. my first Texas tarpon or either my first tarpon, and just having the experience. It's just great. I love it. But you're right. There's always something. And we were talking about it the other day about fishing in saltwaters. It's just the you never know aspect of it. You just never know. You never know what you're going to see. You never know what's going to happen. It's just a cool experience because you really don't ever know what you're about to see next.
Yeah. Your redfish schools are the redfish, is redfishing still holding in there for you? I mean, are they mostly slots shallow, or how's that working out?
I know we absolutely definitely still have the schools. When our water level comes up a little bit higher, we're already on the high side and got a little more. Sometimes either we just can't see them as easily, or they just push back a little bit. It won't be long. They'll be right back out.
Yeah.
So with the, we'll get some little bit better water movement coming off of this next couple of days and lose some of it. But yes, they are. I know that they're still there. They're just not as easy as they were for us to see when the water fell out. But
yeah.
But I suspect, and fall is always a good redfish time for us here, always.
Yeah.
So I expect that to stay pretty strong.
Well, cool.
And like you mentioned, it's all these areas that are getting water pushed up in them now. We haven't been able to fish as much that we're going to be able to get back to here pretty quick, and that's going to be fun.
New turf to fish. All right. Well, cool. Well, Kim, if somebody wants to come down and fish Port O'Connor with you, or later in the year fish Port Mansfield, give them some information how they can reach you and they can come down and hook up.
You bet. My website is portoconnorfishingtrip.com. Has a lot of information there, all the ways to contact me. That's a good one-stop shop for all the information.
Cool. All right, Kim. Well, it's always good talking to you. You have a good weekend, and catch a big one. Get a bigger good one. All right.
Same to you, Mickey. Same to you. And your listeners. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking to you next time.
I enjoy it. See you now. You have a good one. Take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Captain Kim Golden down in Port O'Connor. Time for a break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It's 419. Let's run down and check in with Captain Jeff Naylor in Freeport. He's back in town, I heard. They rolled out the red carpet for him. Naylor, what's up?
What's up, Captain Mickey? How you doing this morning?
Man, back in town, huh? How was your adventure?
Man, I tell you, that was a heck of an adventure. I give you that. That was a long way over there and a whole lot of fishing. So, yeah, so, you know, as I've alluded to before I left, you know, I went to Cabo Verde to go fish for giant blue marlin over there with a guy named Josh Guzman, Captain Josh Guzman and Miss Angela. And, yeah, I mean, and then visit Portugal a little bit. And so, got back on Tuesday, as a matter of fact, Tuesday. And, you know, fishing was super slow, unfortunately for us, which kind of the downfall, but, you know, honestly speaking, one of the coolest things I've ever done, and I can't wait to go back. But, you know, man, you talk about the land of the giants over there. Holy cow.
Right.
You know, they average, you know, 600-700 pound marlin. And then, and really their peak season is, basically April, May, and June, those 3 months. And where you'll actually get a lot of numbers, when you start getting into August, you know, it's less numbers, but bigger fish, you know, there's
right.
a lot of times, you know, a grander or something like that caught around this time. You know, and unfortunately, we just got there where they just weren't moving around very much. And, you know, I mean, kind of is what it is. But, boy, you talk about some beautiful, beautiful places on, you know, very odd and strange places in the world, you know. I was, those islands, you know, they get very little rainfall. So there's very, very little green on them at all.
Right.
And, you know, what was the last, I think it was Aaron, the real bad hurricane that came through, kind of ran up the East Coast here about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It started over there in Cape Verde, of course, and I think when it actually started, it basically stayed over the island as soon as it started and dumped a bunch of rain on the islands. It's about a series of about 10 islands, and man, it actually started getting green, and it's very, very, very rare for that to happen. So, but that just gave you like an idea, a picture of what it's like. It's just very desolate, you know. But, yeah, I mean, had a blast. I heard you, you know, Casey's couple weeks here. Everybody was telling me how great it was. Hopefully,
yeah, Casey's great. He does real good, man. He's
yeah.
very, very interesting guy to talk to.
Oh, absolutely. You know, man, the one thing I've always liked about Casey, he just retains everything. He's got a memory like an elephant. He just, all the books, everything that he read back in the day, you know, he just memorized them, you know, like it was yesterday. And, you know, of course, all their knowledge through their party boat days and everything.
All
you
the
know,
hours at
just,
sea, yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Unreal.
Yeah, we talked about some of the old Elliott party boat stuff, and yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Well, good deal, man. Yeah, and to be completely fair, you know, that is Cabo Verde is the place to be, you know, if you want to go catch big black or big blue marlin. Excuse me,
yeah.
They don't have black marlin. But, man, I mean, it is out there in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, you're not there for any other reason besides catching blue marlin. That's it.
Strictly fishing business, man.
That's it. There's nothing else there, you know.
No casinos, so, no nightclubs, restaurants.
Yeah, none that you'd want to go to.
Right.
That. No.
Yeah, I got you.
When we fish out there, you fly into the northernmost island. So there's like, I think there's 10. I could be wrong, but I think there's 10 total. The northernmost islands are like five little set of them. And then down south about 100 miles away, there's another little five of them. And so a lot of the charter boats that we fly into in San Vicente basically fish those top five islands, you know. And then if the bite's really tough, sometimes they will go down to the more southern islands, But, you know, we were really lucky while we were there. Another charter guy, so there was basically two charter guys that were there, Josh Guzman, and then you had Marty Bates on the release. And those two guys were some of the last two that hadn't already moved on to the Azores or to the Canary Islands or something like that, mm-hmm. as a lot of those guys do. And so Marty Bates, actually, him and his wife built a beautiful condo kind of thing on an island called Sao Nicolai. And, man, it's probably one of the coolest things that I've ever done in my life. Staying in their resort there on the real outskirts of that island, and it was that was really, really incredibly neat. And you know, we got to talk to some really good people down there too, you know, that do it a lot. They basically, you know, that's a big destination for a lot of the big marlin guys, you know. Obviously, go down there, shoot, there's
right.
several places in the world, you know, the Cairns in Australia, which a lot of people know about, you know, Hawaii, Kona, and you know, a couple other places, and this one here, just one of those destinations. You know, I've talked to a lot of guys though that are down there, you know, on their basically annual trip, and you know, they just reiterate, there's no better place to be at in the entire world to go catch big blue marlin than Cape Verde. So yeah, that's about how that went. It was great. Their crews, oh my God, man. I mean, top notch, you know, really incredibly good guys. I'm just super excited to be there.
What kind of boat did y'all fish off of?
Man, you know, I didn't catch the name brand of it, the manufacturer, but we fish off a 44 foot, basically a sport fish, boat.
Yeah.
Which, the Miss Angela, that they've kind of tricked out to really be a great charter boat over there.
How are the seas over there? Are they very rough, or is it pretty much smooth seas every day, or what?
You know, the first part of the season, actually, they're more active season, that April, May, June. Mm-hmm. That is very rough, apparently.
Yeah.
Very rough. And it's you know, everything over there is very current driven. So you just have these just really hard, like almost jet stream type currents that are ripping through those right. islands, you know, on one side of the other. And it's the wildest thing. So like in August season, it tends to be, you know, the better weather season. So you'll get some flat days and stuff like that. Well, you're just cruising along. It's good and flat. You get around the side of one of these islands where that current rips up, man, it might jump up to 7-8 foot. Just dang. Like, I mean, boiling nasty, you know, just banging. And then you get across the little rip and it's flat again, you know. It's just wild. I mean, it's just everything over there, you know, very, very current driven, and they have some really hard and strong currents over there. Tons of bait, you know. It's but on average, to answer your question, I'm sorry, the average is, it is pretty rough. So it's about,
yeah,
you know, 5 to 6 foot. Now, I mean, they are a lot more often than not, you know, more rollers than they are.
Yeah.
Real steep, steep.
Space far apart. Yeah. It's not all that.
Yeah. Soft. Yeah. And the wind, it howls out there, you know, but about like some of these other islands in Mexico and stuff like that, you know, you basically, I mean, shoot, when we came out of Sao Nicolai, you know, out of the little port there, and we got past the little jetty, I mean, the jetty's not even 100 foot long, and we get outside that jetty and they're already dropping the lures in. I mean, you know, you're fishing, you catch a grander and you can throw a rock and hit the beach. I mean, it's like,
so it's,
you know,
a big drop off deep.
Yeah. Deep a real yeah. big drop off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And probably what makes it so, you know, fishy down there as far as that goes anyways.
Oh, yeah.
But great time. Highly recommend anybody who is a marlin guy to go down there at least once in your life. And I'm saying that, and I actually kind of hesitate because it is, it's a pretty exclusive club, man. These guys stay booked up through multiple, you know, the Josh was telling me they're booked up through 2027 right now.
Goodness.
And yeah, I mean, and beyond and beyond and beyond. And so there's very few spots. you know, to experience that. So, but, and of course I want to keep it for myself, but you know what? Everybody who wants to go catch a big blue marlin, you got to go down there. Highly recommended. Man, Marty Bates or Josh, either one, amazing folks. Really, really good time, and you might experience something you'll never get to experience anywhere else. So, very, very cool, you know. And so that whole series over there on the east, on that continent, anyways, on the west side, is, you know, they start out at the Azores. Excuse me. They start out at Cabo Verde for the most part, and then they kind of start migrating north. So you start the next chain of islands is the Canaries, then you go above that to Madeira, and then from Madeira to Azores. And, you know, this time of year, they're kind of dispersing a little bit up north. So a lot of the other guys, they were already at the Azores when we were down there. So, yeah, I mean, it's an amazing life. It's just, it's definitely experience for sure.
Wow. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let me knock this break out. Jeff, hang loose. I'll be right back with you, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention their fantastic, you know, processing facility. You know, deer season's right around the corner, and it won't be long. People will be dropping off venison and whatever to get processed at the Belleville Meat Market. They're processing second to none. Their packaging is excellent, and the service is even better than all that. And check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And along with their bulk pricing, they have that available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage and all the great products they turn out there, and grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. And their new chuck wagon patties, check those out. Half-pound beef patties, seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. They're grab-and-go snacking products. That's always a big favorite. Beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. And check out their new sausage recipe that they have available for your deer hunters. You got to try it. It's really good. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop.
Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 436. All right, Jeff Naylor, we are back, man.
Back in action. Back in action.
Well, fishing was pretty good while you were gone.
Yeah, I hear.
Everybody was catching, well, they're still catching a lot of fish, a wide variety.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good, man. I'm glad to see they're coming alive a little bit. You know, the turmoil behind Noah and the AJ season and what they're doing and this and that, you know, I was very, you know, a little upset to see it. You know, we've been through this years and years. Yeah. They start to get cleaned up with it and then it's back to this again. So, you know, welcome to the charter business, you know, but
right.
Anyways, I haven't heard anything as far as the amberjacks, whether they're just going to leave it open or they just going to, you know, what is the actual deal with that?
Yeah, I know.
So weird.
It'd be nice to be better informed, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I can almost guarantee you, you know, more often than not when they do this, they basically say, okay, well, we didn't have enough, poundage for the remainder of the year, so we're going to close the season. And then all of a sudden they don't. Man, it really messes you up for the next years because you have to pay forward too as well as back. So next year, whatever poundage we didn't get or we caught too much of, we'll end up having to take off from next year,
right,
and so on and so forth. So it can really mess us up for the future years. It is what it is, I guess, but, you know, the fact that everybody's getting out to go out and fish, I mean, I'm super excited about that. To your point, man, I mean, it seems like every time, I tell you what, if you want good weather in Missouri County, just wait till I go on vacation. Guaranteed, there's good weather then.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I've seen that a million times with me.
Just how that works, you know. But
I'm leaving town, folks, so sharpen your hooks.
Yeah.
Put new line materials because this fish are really getting nasty.
That's right, man. Go fill up the tanks. It's almost time to go.
Get prepared.
Man, and on top of AJ's, the blackfin are still snapping. A lot of the guys were telling me while we were gone, a lot of the boats moved out, went back in and offloaded or whatever they did, and then they came back out. So they've been out for the last few days, and they've been biting real good. A lot of them down south, they're good and spread out now, so there's several of them up and down the coast. Some of them are on the marine tracker. Some of them aren't. But, here we are, too, on the last few final days of snapper season, which is, man, it's coming quick.
Yes, it is.
I can't believe it's almost over now. But, we had and of course, that big snapper tournament yesterday. So I haven't seen the final results of that down there at Rusty Hooks.
Yeah, but, I hadn't heard. I was trying to reach Wade and everything, and I'd like to got him on this morning to see what the winning top three, you know, combined snapper were. That was a pretty fun deal. I mean, no entry fee, free tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your three best snapper to the scales.
Yes. Very cool. And thank you, Wade, for doing that. I'll just give you a little shout-out for that.
Yeah.
Good
guy, man.
Absolutely. You know, it's rare, too, that you – a lot of the tournaments – you know, we've been saying this for 2-3 years now, but the offshore tournaments have really just kind of fallen off the map because, you know, the amount of money you put into it versus how much you can get, even if you win it, the little amount of boat entries and whatnot. So it's always good to have something where, you know, you can go and do a tournament and not be, you know, thousands in the hole. And, you know, a lot of people participate. So, I haven't seen the results of it either, but I know it was pretty rough yesterday. Some parts of the Gulf were anyways.
Yeah.
Seemed like some little spouts of rain pop up, and But it looks like we're going to be able to finish the year out pretty decent. Anyways, you
looking
know
that way.
And
thank
you know,
God
we,
these
we
storms have, are staying away from us. We're not getting any. That's and it was supposed to be above average busy season. Of course,
yeah.
Knock on wood. I'm not going to speak too soon, but hey,
yeah.
We're on into September and it's looking good right now. But you never know.
Yeah.
You know,
watched
that rain the other day, that first little front we had, it didn't change anything except it sent the moisture out in the Gulf. And, man, I flipped my old radar on that morning on my phone and looked out there. I said, man, look at all that rain in the Gulf. And it reminded me of back in 1983, we had an early front like that come through and push out into the Gulf and become stationary. And man, it wasn't long. We're all preparing for a hurricane, Hurricane Alicia. I mean, it turned into a huge storm, and it came right in, came right back at us. That
Jeez.
Was crazy.
Yeah, Alicia being one
of
the
that,
worst
man.
Ones. No, 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 no. You keep all that. Yeah, I better say that we've been fairly lucky for the last couple of years, you know, to be really honest.
Yes.
We've had a lot of rainstorms, but you're right. We got to count our lucky stars on something, you know. And,
true.
You know, here we are back again, and now we're going to start pushing. There's a little small front today, and maybe we'll start getting a little bit of cooler weather, too, kind of knock some of this heat off a little bit.
Nice.
Sure would be nice. That's it, man. I don't know a person on the water won't take a little bit of that from time to time. But at the same time, you know, just be mindful when you go out. Obviously, just watch that weather as much as you can, because these are also the times you'll get those real wicked frontal wind things, you know, storm cells that will really mess you up. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I think, too, I remember back on it 2 years in a row, I basically ended on a really bad trip where, you know, probably more like in the beginning of October or so and hit one of those storm cells coming in. I had two more charters, you know, after that booked. I said, nope, not this year. Not happening, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
you get out there
yeah.
playing in the Gulf, man, it's nothing to play with. Man, it can get nasty quick. Oh, Lord.
Man, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. But the next trip for us really is we're going down to Cabo in October, the end of October. So we'll go down there for like around the Bisbee's time. We're not actually going to go fish the Bisbee's this year, but
right.
we're going to go fish north in La Parisa. And yeah, do a little bottom fishing, some marlin fishing. Megan's she's still got the top yellowfin on the Houston Big Game Fishing Club tournament, and we got her some points last week with the release, and we'll try to capitalize and see if we can get her a few more down in Mexico. So. We still got a busy year, us, anyways. We got a few more charters, but we'll be winding down. I think after next weekend, I'm down to just a couple. So, yeah, summer has come and gone, man. Happened so fast.
Well, your trip over there to Cape Verde and all that, did y'all catch anything? Other fish other than blue marlin while you were marlin fishing or what?
Man, we caught one wahoo and one little baby tuna, and that was it.
Man.
Yeah, it was
tough.
Yeah,
it was slow. But, pretty slow.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
we all had those, man.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And, you know, when you're out in a area where you're trying to catch the biggest whatever in the world, you know, that just has to be an expectation. You got to know that that's coming. It could be a factor, right? I mean, in marlin fishing in general, you know, sometimes you can sit there and watch a bait for 3 days straight, and all of a sudden, fourth day, just comes alive, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. And, after talking with several of the other folks down there, we got to be one of the only people that went down there and got blanked, in several years. So it's very rare that people actually get blanked. I want to say, now I could be wrong on that, but for the most part, though, I think it's not a guarantee, but pretty close, you know. And it just wasn't on our day. And we did 4 days of fishing down there. You know, I think that they recommend about five. Not to say the fifth day would have turned things around, but, you know, they had caught two or three the day before we got there, and then, you know, they didn't catch any. Well, we didn't catch any, the other group, I mean. And I think when we left, I think they ended up catching one like the day after, too. So
big ones?
Yeah, all of them over there are big. They're very, you know, every night, it's pretty rare that they get actually one that's under like a couple hundred pounds, you know.
Right.
They're all pretty sizable. But yeah, that was it. Two fish, man. I mean, that was it. But again, I couldn't be more excited to go back though. I mean, I think getting blanked this time probably just drives my desire to go back, you know. I'm dead set. Megan, she's probably not too excited to go back, but I am.
I'm with Megan. We don't like water hauls. Just one bite. Just one bite would have helped.
Yeah, that would have helped. We did the very last day. We had a couple of them come in the spread and chop off one of our. You know, over there it's all pitch baits, right? So you got some teasers that you got up front, and then you know you pitch back. So we got to pitch back on one the very last day, or maybe it was second to last. I can't remember. But and he bit the bait. He just bit it right behind the hook, of course, and didn't grab it. So. But that was about the only, you know, marlin action we had. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just, you know, you can't, that's marlin fishing, and, you know, in a nutshell, you never know. And I guess maybe that's the ambiance to it too, you know, I asked Captain Josh, you know, hey, how about some bottom fishing? Yeah, they don't bottom fish.
No, I get it. I don't want to mess with that.
He said,
trash fish. Man,
exactly.
We're marlin fishermen, man. We don't want to mess with that.
That's right, man. He said, there's two kinds of fish in the sea. There's marlin and
bait.
It'd
be like somebody going with us and going, man, we don't want to catch speckled trout and redfish today or anything. You got a good croaker hole or drum hole we can fish in, you know? Not really.
Exactly. That's what he said, man. You know, every second that I'm bottom fishing is a second that I can't catch a grander. And I said, you know, you put it that way, you know, you're about right. I get it.
That's true. Well, Snapper, nobody got near 30 pounds this year in the Star. I mean, that 25.8 Joseph Hansen had, it held all the way through.
Man, that's, you know, I was looking at the leaderboard too the other day. There's a couple of them that were just won by an ounce. I want to say the Kingfish was like 41.2 and then 41.3, second to third, and the first to second were by a couple of ounces. I mean, you know, and what are we on the ling? There's what, only three on the board out of
two?
Five?
There was only two. That Danielle Grunewald of Freeport, she held it all summer, and then that Cody Milton popped that 93.5, you know, late in the tournament.
Wow.
That blew everybody out of the saddle.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's been a wild year for CCA, but you never know, man. I mean, you know, that exactly. You don't see any on the board. Next thing you know, there's a 92. You know, Cobia.
Yeah, winning like, king was 51-4.
Yeah.
That was the winning king. And then, but the Snapper, it was all close after that 25-8. It went from 2014 and 2013, 2007 and 2005.
Yeah. All right there. Yeah. And I want to say that the big cast Snapper was actually smaller than the CCA fish was, as I recall. But man, it's been kind of a slow year for the real big ones. I mean, which is not that uncommon, I think. You know, a 25, shoot, who am I to say? 25-pound snapper is a giant snapper.
Yeah, that's a good one. But you know, I was real surprised they didn't get near 30, you know.
Sure. Absolutely.
Black drum, that was impressive, an 18, too. That's under a 28-inch fish. That's a toad.
Wow. That is a toad.
18 pounds, 2 ounces.
Golly. You know, I caught a redfish. I was in a redfish tournament years ago, and a guy turned in a slot red, and it was a bull red that had his back broke, you know, and he stopped growing. All he had was his tail. And
just went
I want to say,
huh?
Yeah, just
swelled up.
Had a huge head, exactly. A little short tail, but man, that sucker was big, dude. Man, it was like 13, 14 pounds. It was huge. But yeah, I mean, those black drum, they can get real tall too. On top of it, you know, and shoot, 18 pounds though for a 20-inch fish. Oof.
Yeah, that's
that's like the size of a skillet.
I remember I had old Wade, you know, with hook spit, Wade Bullard. He wanted to shoot a redfish video. We'd done a good trout one in Trinity Bay, and then he wanted to do a redfish video, and he brought, I think it was his, I don't know, a cousin or somebody. I forget the guy's name. We all went out, and I got on a pretty good school of reds working slicks in open water. And in two back-to-back casts, I had an 11-2, and it was legit. It was like 27 3/4 inches long. It was a toad. And in my next cast, I caught a 9-8. So
wow,
two keeper redfish. I said, man, where's a redfish tournament when you need one? Man.
Yeah, no
that
kidding.
Was,
wow.
Was pretty bizarre.
I mean, were they girthy, or they just spitting up a bunch of shad and stuff? Or
no, they were just big old mules, man. I mean, just.
Wow.
Just stout redfish.
Wow.
Been laying up gorging all year. Just, man, they were toads.
Wow. Yeah, man. That is impressive.
Yeah,
that
catch them in a slot like that under 28 inches and have two fish that go almost 21 pounds. That's strong, man.
How did the speckled trout do this year on the CCA tournament?
They don't have a trout division right now. They haven't, and I think that's probably hurt their entries because look how many speck fishermen there are up and down the coast. They live for that tournament every year to catch a big one and weigh it in.
So, yeah, I forgot
hopefully,
about that.
Hopefully populations will build back up and size and all that, and they can TPNW can get a little more liberal with their limits and links and everything else, and they can bring that back.
Yeah. Overall this year, you know, a lot of the surf fishermen guys were telling me it was lights out fishing for.
Yeah, the surf was good this year. Well, we had that good calm stretch, man. It makes all the difference in the world.
There
was
sure.
Some pretty fish caught.
Yes, indeed. You know, and back to my theory with the snapper, you know, I told you they'll come around, and they have, man. And I just, you know, even now you don't really, toward the end of the second and third month of the season, man, you start dwindling down to smaller fish, but I'm still seeing some toads brought to the
Yeah,
to
there's
the dock,
still
you
some
know.
Good snapper being caught. And you know, and yes, you called indeed. It earlier in the year, said, yeah, you've seen it before. It's just starting out slow, but you said they'll all show up. And they did. Man, yeah. Everybody started smoking them.
Yes, indeed. I think, you know, they started closing down. You know, there's a lot of theories on how, you know, maybe we could build up our stocks a little better, this and that. But, you know, a lot of those big females, they'll come in early, you know, to lay eggs and stuff like that in you know, January, late December, stuff like that. And, you know, if they can close that season down in state waters around that time or, you know, a period of time anyways and let them do their little thing, man, I think that really helps a lot. So my theory, but otherwise it looks like our population's doing pretty good. So I'm pretty happy about it all. In that regard, it kind of looks pretty good for the future of charter fishing.
Yeah, it could be worse. That could just shut us down altogether. At least we're still fishing. Fish for whatever we want, you know.
Absolutely.
All right, Naylor. Well, I'm glad y'all had a good trip, or a fun trip, and get the big one you're looking for. But hey, that's fishing, man.
That's right.
Somebody wants to call you, throw your number out there so they can reach you, Jeff.
Yeah, you bet, man. Call me anytime at 979-417-1013. And, you know, our website's still there. You go to it, stsladventure.com. Josh Guzman is the, or Goodson, I'm sorry, is the captain on that Miss Angela, and Marty Bates on the release down there in Cabo Verde. And if you want any information or you want to ask, you know, how we got a hold of them, whatever, give me a call. I'll be glad to share any information with those guys. So
hook them up, brother. All right,
that's
Jeff.
That's it.
Hey, have a good Sunday, bud.
All right, Mickey, we'll see you next Sunday.
Okay, see you, man. Later.
Bye.
All right, that's Captain Jeff Naylor in Freeport. Time for a break and listen to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.